Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Appreciate you attending. I was in Connecticut Saturday afternoon with a women's basketball team, and I received a call from Mike Hopkins late in the afternoon, at which time he informed me that he would take the head coach position at Washington. Mike accepting that position clearly changed the dynamics of the succession plan that had been put into place and we had followed. I thought it was critical for us to move quickly and maintain as much continuity as possible. That led me to recommend to the chancellor and board members that we ask Jim to extend his contract and also work to retain two talented assistant coaches in Adrian Autry and Jerry McNamara. Moving quickly was important for our current student athletes as well as our future student athletes. After receiving approval from the chancellor and board members, I returned from Connecticut yesterday, and Jim and I met in the afternoon. At that time, I asked Jim to stay on and to extend his deal, to which he accepted that opportunity, and also to keep Adrian and Jerry on our staff. The success of Syracuse basketball is truly unique, and I'm very confident that the success that we've all enjoyed and our fans have enjoyed for 4+ decades will continue. I also want to thank Mike Hopkins for his contributions to our program. I wish Mike, Trish, and their family much success and happiness in Washington. Coach.
Thank you, John. I will, you know, before I answer questions, there's just a couple of points that, you know, obviously I would like to make. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and I think it's important that people get the right information. I kid a little bit about my retirement date. I always have, because I think, first of all, I was never sure in the last 5 years whether I would come back. I always was thinking, you know, will this be the last year? Will this be the right time? That was not to kid around, or that was not to try to get a reaction. I really, pretty much for the last 5 to 8, 10 years, I would think about it after the season and come back. When this agreement was made with the chancellor and me and Mike Hopkins, I fully knew that next year would be my last year. I never, ever thought anything else, ever. I've never tried to change that in any way, shape, or form. I was thrilled that Mike Hopkins would be the coach here at the end of next year. That was set in stone. It was confirmed by the chancellor. It was confirmed by John. And I didn't talk about it because I don't talk about that. 20 years ago, how many years did I have left on my contract? Obviously, nobody, but if you research that right now, you wouldn't know. Because I've never told anybody how many years I've had on my contract, ever. I don't operate that way. I tell every recruit we recruit, normally, I'm going to coach you. 4 years, 3 years from now, or 4 years from now, 50% of the coaches in this country will not be where they're at. I recruited against a school in our league, and they told me that when I was kind of getting a little older, the coaches from that school said, well, he won't coach you. Well, not only am I still coaching, there's been three coaches at that school since that time. Two while the player was there. So you never know for sure. And also a big conversation is about secession. There's 350 schools in the country. I don't know of one of them that has a secession plan, including Duke, North Carolina, UCLA, Kansas, Florida State, Florida, or name any other school. I don't think it's necessary. We did it here because of Mike Hopkins. But at no time, I want to make this clear, did I ever think I was not going to be done next year. It never has entered my mind. And anybody that would write that is writing fiction, which is fine if that's what you want to be known for. writing fiction. Now that I've gotten that out, when Mike came to me at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon in tears and said, I got an unbelievable opportunity. It was the first I'd heard about it because he wanted to do this and bring it to me when he made a decision, which is what he should have done. And he said, I've got a chance to go to Washington. I was so happy because he was happy. That was my only thought. Mike Hopkins is like a son to me. Anybody that thinks I wouldn't want him to get what he wants does not know me or does not know anything. He was so happy with the opportunity to go to a great school on the West Coast where his father went to school and to have that opportunity to start from scratch. And I couldn't be happier for him. He's met a huge amount to the Syracuse basketball program. And through the years, name the Rick Pitinos and the Troy Weavers and Rob Murphys and Mike Hopkins, this program wouldn't be what it is without those guys. And now we have two unbelievable young coaches, Adrian Autry and Jerry McNamara, who are unbelievable. So I'm so happy for Mike. And when John came to me and talked to me about what the future looked like, if I was 60 years old, there'd be nobody asking a question. So I'm 72, now there's a question. Isn't there an age discrimination law someplace in this country? And then some people write, well, they were 19 and 50, 19 and 40. We were one game away from the tournament. I think everybody knows that. We didn't have a great year, but we battled through it, and we win one more game, we're in the tournament. There's a team in Ohio, Xavier, that lost 6 of the last 7 games, almost didn't get in. But they got in. Where are they now? They're in the Sweet 16. There's a team in South Carolina that lost 5 of their last 7 games. Where are they now? They're in the Sweet 16. And can advance, like we did last year. So we were pretty close. I don't think even the most ardent critic would doubt that. With 4 new players and a sophomore in the starting lineup. So I think we're in good position. People think our recruits aren't that great. Yeah, well, they didn't think Hakeem Warwick was great either. I like our recruits. I think Matt Moyer benefited from this year. I think he's worked hard. I think he's improved. I think he will be ready. I think we have the backcourt that we would have had this year, next year, with another year's experience. Tyus Battle has proved himself. Frank Howard has shown that he can do some tremendous things, and I'm confident that he will have a Scoop Jardine turnaround where people went from booing to cheering for him between his sophomore and junior year. I think that same thing will happen. Torian Thompson averaged over 30 minutes, 16 points a game. Projected over 30 minutes, played 17 minutes a game. I think he's going to be a tremendous player. I think that Pascal will be healthy, perfectly healthy, and be back. Again, I like our freshmen. I'm not going to go through them all, but I think they're all talented. We're not done recruiting. You never are. Last year at this time, we said we weren't done, and we added 2, 3 guys. So who knows what will happen in recruiting. We're ready to go to work and add guys, and I believe we will. But I believe we have the nucleus of a very good team. If Tyler Lydon decides to stay in the draft or go in the draft, put his name in permanently, which he could do. We knew that 6 months ago. We knew that a year ago. So we've prepared for that. He's been great for us. He's been a great player. I always think players should stay another year because I think it benefits them. but that's his decision, his family's decision, and we'll love him and respect him because he brought a lot to our basketball program, and I think our basketball program helped a kid who nobody knew who he was when he signed here. So that's what you do. That's what colleges do. They help guys get to where they want to go, and it's always, I advise players, but it's always their decision where they, when they should go, and we support them 100%. We don't have to agree with it. We just have to support that decision. But I'll be very happy for him because he's a great kid. I just want to make sure before I take questions that I have to write things down now because I'm 72. Of course, a lot of people write things down that aren't true, but that's something else. I would just close by saying I've never been more excited about a season than I am next year. College basketball is a great thing right now. Anything can happen. I will remind you that in 2002, we went to the NIT. And I think everybody knows what happened in 2003. That's the way I prefer to think, rather than the people who are saying they've had two bad years, so they'll probably have another one. The reason those people say that is because they can't coach.